A few people have come out and said, you're getting a bit too cocky, you're into yourselves, talking about the GF loss and jumping all over fucking tarps. That was, so, you know, you can see that from either side, but seems like you're having fun and, yeah, even taking the piss out of it with the handshake gate, I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, at the end of the day, negative stories, you know, always seem to sell. And, you know, I think it blew up after the Critter thing with Tarpane. And, you know, looking back on it, Critter probably thinks, you know, it probably wasn't the right thing to do.
Okay, welcome back to the Scope Podcast. The Panthers, Chocolate Soldiers, I like to call the boys. Do you know the reference to when I call you the Chocolate Soldier from back in the day? Yeah, the old jersey. So sometimes I've wrote that before and then, like, I don't get a response. And then I'm like, oh, the boys aren't feeling the Chocolate Soldiers, eh? But thanks for having us in your house. Nath, Ty, you live here as well. Not a bad little spot.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a bit private, you know, a bit away from everything, but still pretty close to Penrith and training. So.
Yeah. Fuck, I probably shouldn't have said Leonard. we'll cut that out. But yeah, thanks for having us in, boys. We'll get straight into it. I asked for some questions last night, and we're going to end with a question from the fans, but I thought we'd open one with one. One of our mates, Desi Nichols, this is to you, T-Mate.
Yeah.
He goes, would you rather the Packers win the Super Bowl or win the grand at the Leaguesy?
This is a tough one.
that is a tough one.
I think Desi knows me well, so yeah. I think I've already seen the Packers win a Super Bowl, so I'm gonna have to go with the grand jackpot. Eh?
Yeah,
but talks about the grand all the time.
Oh, so I've never won the grand, and I think once I win the grand, I'll finally retire.
Yeah, Normie won the grand at Coogee Bay, fucking and shout, like, looked after the boys. And I was sitting, because I'm not a big pokies guy myself, but I was sitting on the other side of the pokey room just, like, watching my horses. And I ended up getting a winner up. Well, I had $100 on something that paid, like, fives or something. So I won $500. I'm going, yeah. And then all of a sudden you hear all the commotion from the other room and you hear Normie just going, ah! So, fuck, I'm a big Packers fan as well. We're getting some NFL stuff to kick off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, winning that grand will probably be up for me. Nath, we've had you in before. You come in at the end of the season. Last year we're talking about Philly. 76ers and all Eagles stuff. The draft's on Friday, bro. Sitting at number 12. Who are the Eagles going to fuck up at number 12?
I'm waiting for the fuck up. But, yeah, I'd love to see Devontae Smith fall down there. Mm. But, you know, I think that's probably...
I think he might, man.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I'd love to see him go to Philly. But, yeah, we'll see what happens there. They're pretty good at just choosing something out of the blue and just being a nobody. So, yeah, I'm not too sure if they'll go offense, defense, but I'd love to see Devontae Smith.
Yeah, they've got a lot of needs, obviously. Carson Wentz moves on. You weren't all that happy with it when I was messaging you in the inbox.
Yeah, pretty off that. But, he's one of those people that will probably go to the Colts now and kill it. But, you know, I'm with Jalen Hurts now, so I'll see how he goes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I reckon your big chance either get, I think there's been hype around that Waddle now too, to be going above Devontae Smith. I think they like a few DBs as well. So if that Patrick Surtain and Horn can fall to him.
Yeah, I think Surtain,
I'm big on Farley, man. Caleb Farley, who was sat last year.
Yeah, he's a beast. But, yeah, I reckon if, Surtain or Devontae Smith, I'd be happy with it.
Yeah, Grouse, a couple of Alabama boys. What about us, bro? We're Packers.
Well, they're far down the list. I don't even know who.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, even when you get to that. But, fuck, we did. If the Eagles have fucked it up in the last couple of years, I reckon we fucked it up last year by drafting Jordan Love. Mm. What do you think? Is there anyone that you're hoping slips to us, like around that 15 range that you think we might be able to do? Obviously, receiver and shit again
I'd
for us.
I'd rather wide receiver, but they haven't picked the offensive player. Well, the first one was Jordan Love since A-Rod.
Yeah.
I think the last one was a guard. So we keep picking defense and I kind of don't get it. You know, we want to build around A-Rod and he's only got really one weapon out there. Devontae Adams, he's a proper gun.
Yeah.
I think he just
that Tonyan started to come on nicely for us last year.
Yeah, tight end, but I think we just need one more weapon.
How long you been Packers for?
Since I could remember.
Yeah?
The first jersey I ever seen, my old man had a Brett Favre jersey. So that's just how I started going for him. I've just never really chose any other NFL club.
Yeah, it's quite an iconic team, eh? Yeah. Like, it's one of those teams when you jump on. And also, because of Brett Favre and Rodgers, they've been that good. So if you sort of grew up with an inkling of fucking being a Packers fan, you've pretty much held on to it because we've been successful for so long.
Been killing it.
All right, boys, to start off, that little NFL chat, but we're getting into some footy stuff as well. I always like to start off the pods with the Gratefuls, as you know, seeing the Dalai Lama there at the front.
Grape for a minute.
Hey, so he's been on it for a minute. How long he's been living in here for, and how long has that grateful been out there for? Because it must be paying off. I reckon 18 months, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah, halfway through last year.
Anything you're grateful for today, boys?
I'm grateful. Usually this is a pretty standard one, but grateful for my family.
Yeah.
Obviously very lucky. You got a pretty close family. You got two younger sisters and a younger brother. Parents have stayed together, so
yeah, great.
Always grateful for them. They're supportive through everything. So.
Oh, I was going to go that, but I'll just go. I'm grateful for the house.
Yeah, it is a good house. Yeah, show me a little bar downstairs too.
Pretty cool house and that. And I guess I used to live in a house. I said, I'm here now.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that too. The humble upbringings from we grew up not too far away from each other. I'd be grateful for an invite down to that bar too one time, boys. So, but that's not my grateful. And this is another bit of a giggle too. I'm still grateful for the Bushdoof of Doom that we had for New Year's when I ran into you boys. Yeah. But I'm not grateful for the Bushdoof of Doom because I've used that too much. I'm grateful for the hugs that I had with you two guys that night and realised, fuck, this is how halfbacks are and 5'8s are now these days, and that I'm retired because they don't make them like they used to. So, fuck, but how good was that, eh? New Year's, good night up there.
That was crazy, man.
We just started walking, or we just found out.
Did you find it randomly as well?
No, someone said there was something going on down there, and we just followed them and ended up at this thing and started seeing people everywhere.
Yeah, I got a message saying just come here, just send the location. We're just walking down the beach. We're something going on. Then dipped into the bushes. Yeah. Then just all opened up.
Yeah,
seeing you just tearing over everything. Jumping.
I got head noise off that. I'm going throwing out the Western Sydney to you boys. Yeah. Oh, I'm screaming it out, bro. I had anxiety and doom day the last couple of days.
That was crazy, eh?
But it was fun.
Did you spend much time up in Byron all around that time?
We were up there for 2 nights.
Mm. Yeah, same here.
It was a last minute thing when the new restrictions came in down here. We'll get out of here.
We'll dip.
Yeah, everyone was trying to get up there as much as they could. Yeah, I had 4 trips up there. It's fucking good job. I'm looking forward to trying something else this year, though. That'd be nice.
Yeah, overseas or something.
Yeah. All right, boys. So let's get into the footy side of it. When I spoke to you, Nate, last time I talked about how you're going to prepare for the season. I've been in that position before where I've lost the grand final, and some teams tend to have a bit of a grand final hangover. Not for you, boys. Perfect record to start the season. How did you address it now? It's sort of been obviously a leading figure in the team for a while now, but a lot of the old heads have moved on.
Yeah, I think it's just trying to, I think we've found our own identity and just trying to, live by that. I think the main thing of what we do is every week, no matter the result on the weekend, we come in on Monday to train and try and get better. And, it's a credit to, everyone on the team. Everyone comes in and works really hard, but, everyone has fun with it as well, which makes it such an enjoyable place. And I think that's part of the reason why we've had the start we had this year is, everyone's, just wants to get better and have fun. And once we get on the field, it's where you grow up. You love playing footy and, get out there and just play footy. So.
One of the things, and I mentioned about your versatility coming off the bench from Tyrone, with a few of the older boys moving on, I thought you were going to struggle a little bit depth-wise, but it seems like this year in particular, even though you've had a couple of people that have missed games, Nace missed games, you seem to just be able to move probably the top 19 and 20 just around in different spots. Is that something that you obviously pride yourself on and the team pride themselves on?
Yeah, I think it's always been a thing for Penrith. We have heaps of gun juniors coming through, and whoever gets the opportunity to step in the role, Birdo's done it, Mitch Kenny's been killing it. They just step up and do the job required, I think. Over the last couple of years, that's just been the mentality of the next man up. You just go in there, do your job, no complaints, and whoever's playing, you go out there to win.
Yeah, for sure. And talking about sort of the culture that you've been building, a few people have come out and said you're getting a bit too cocky, you're into yourselves. Talking about the GF loss and jumping all over fucking tarps, that was, you can see that from either side, but seems like you're having fun and, even taking the piss out of it with the handshake gate, I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, it's one of those things, at the end of the day, negative stories, always seem to sell. And, I think it blew up after the Critter thing with Tarpane, and, looking back on it, Critter probably thinks, probably wasn't the right thing to do. But, again, at the end of the day, it's a game of footy, and especially always when we verse teams like Canberra, there's always a bit more in it and, a bit of niggle stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, You know, they're the games that you
like. Because Tups likes to give it too, bro. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So this is like,
there's no problem with that, I reckon. Yeah. Like, we always enjoy playing games like that where there's a bit more feeling, and you know, sometimes it goes a bit over the top, but you know, I think our group's always pretty respectful on and off the field, and we kind of pride ourselves on that, and you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, you can't like, Ty, you can't like, that's the energy that you fucking have, all that other stuff. That's why you fucking, you generally start pretty well. You've got that, you keep that energy for, I mean, you've been able to play in a lot of games where it's gone back and forth, but like, when you just keep that energy, it seems like it keeps you all going.
Yeah, I don't really get it, like all the criticism about us being arrogant and stuff. Like, it's pretty funny because like, we know within our own, like our own group, like we're pretty humble, respectful guys, but I guess the way we're seeing, we're just having fun out there. Like, it's a bit of a laugh, and I mean, if you come to training and see us versus each other, then that's pretty rude. The boys start spraying each other heavy, so we don't even give it half as much as what we do out there to each other. So
yeah,
I think it's we're just out there having fun, and people see it the way they do, but we don't really mind.
Yeah, it's funny you said that too, because I was talking to someone about like my best years before at Manly, like our left first right edge stuff that we did on captain's run sometimes, right? Like just before it was so fucking chirpy and like aggressive that when we got to games, man, I was like, fuck, this is kiddies out here now compared to what we used to.
Yeah, well, let's just go gang up on the other things and gang up on each other. Yeah. Like, come on.
It's obviously bringing out the best. And I think Finchie said it best. Finchie said like, if people are over it, then just stop yours. Like, if you want to stop them fucking chirping, then beat them. Like, beat them, and that'll stop it. I talked a little bit about your role, Ty. You're off contract at the end of the year. I sort of highlighted it last year when we were talking about, in particular in the GF, where I felt like you sort of swung momentum back when you went back into the middle, started in the centres. That 14 role. And Nathan, you can probably attest to this too, is becoming so important in the modern day game with your versatility. Like you said before, do you have a preferred position? And like, do you sometimes, guy that I played with, Jimmy Bure, I felt like he was a victim of his versatility at times, because like Jimmy Bure was a gun, but he was such a good 14 that he played 14 so much. Do you feel that early on, or where do you want to play eventually long term?
Oh, I've always been like, I grew up coming as a halfback.
Yeah.
So I was number seven.
And you used to play together in the halves growing up in the SG Ball in 20s and shit?
No. So I was a halfback, and then I was playing a bit of 5'8 because I was a bit tall, and then he came in the year of SG Ball and then pretty much kicked me out of the halves. So I went and played fullback that year.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I used to love playing fullback, and then Ciro kind of ruined my dreams there and kicked me out of fullback, and I started playing a bit of lock. So I don't know, just always bounced around positions, and I've never really hated it. I like it. It's pretty cool. You get to bounce around and play wherever, you get put wherever, and there's always a spot for it. So
yeah, especially more so.
Yeah, I think I like playing 5'8", but we got so many 5'8", so we've got Birdo who can play there. We've got Romy. Like,
yeah,
if it happens, it happens. But if not, I'm happy to play 14.
Yeah, Grouse, and you played a little bit of fullback. One thing I wanted to highlight too, big Viliami kick-out on that try-saver against Melbourne. People were sleeping on you fucking with that initial contact, bro, on Justin Olam, and I was trying to like push it because everyone's going kick-out, because after he did the flop of doom too, when he's doing these ones, and then he realised he wasn't going to get the penalty, so then he gets up and comes and saves it, but chucking your body in front of Olam was a massive play, man, and a big win for you guys, obviously, in that game, Nath. You missed it. Melbourne had a few out, but you must have been obviously proud of the boys, the efforts Ty put in and getting the dub against Melbourne.
Right, 100%. That was just a crazy game. It was such a good game to watch. I felt like I was just a fan again. I was that nervous up in the box jumping around. Dad was probably off me because I was just screaming and shit. But, yeah, even, you know, teammate going in second half playing fullback, he's hasn't even trained a fullback for years. Yeah. And then
Serrato was right, yeah?
He came up with the big tackle on Munster as well. We broke the line.
Yep.
And then obviously the first contact on Olam, who's, you know, impossible to stop near the line usually. So, you know, I think that's another thing about our team is, I think Terry mentioned it before, but, you know, anyone that gets put in just knows their role and just has to do a job and always has a team first mentality. So,
yeah,
that was a really good one.
Yeah, speaking of just a little bit, I wasn't going to mention this, but we're talking about the versatility as well. Like, when I was looking at the team and how well it was going, I was like, man, as good as Dylan Edwards has gone the last couple of years, I was like, bro, that's going to be hard to break back into that team now. Like, it's one of those things, it's almost harder to make the team. And then once you're in there, like, you look at it and go, fuck, you don't want to miss a game just in case you don't fucking get back in the team.
It's hard to change winning formula, I guess, but... Well, yeah, it's a tough one. We're not the coach, so we're lucky we're not in that position.
Yeah, I think one just on like Dill, but I think he's like so undervalued.
He
like
is,
on,
yeah,
from the
big
outside
time.
Looking in.
I rate him highly, but within, I'm just saying how good yous are going.
Yeah, within our team, like everyone rates him like super highly. And but yeah, it's one of those, as you said, you don't want to miss a game because then you're like, I'm going to spot back because whoever goes in has been going really well.
Yeah, and there'll be some other spots, some coaching decisions as well. Fuck, how many of yous make the Blues, man? Like, I've seen Freddie's come out on Freddie in the Eighth and talked about the combinations and how important that is has been in big games. A few guys up for grabs. You'd obviously like to see a few of your teammates make the team, but you think you could come up with like a number? I don't want to put you on the spot, obviously, with like who to be selected. I know that's a tough question, but you'd like to obviously see heaps of your boys play with you.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be awesome. I think it'd be massive for you know, people like Romy and Bizzer and stuff like that, just for them and their families. It'd be cool to have as many Panthers boys in there as possible. But you know, it's up to Freddie. But there's definitely a few boys knocking the door down at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard not to pick them.
Yeah, I think in particular, like you and Isaiah, like obviously locks. That six positions, that big one, that's the talking point. Brian keeps fucking, he's running all the way to fucking lead, eh? So he's a chance. I did my team the other day, and just because Turbo comes back, I think maybe with a guy like Brian in particular, I think you know, Freddie's about sort of blooding those guys, bringing him like he did with Romy and Steve last year, where he gives him the opportunity to come into camp, but. It's like Penrith, man. It's a good pickle to be having for a coach coming into it. It was easy as for me to pick the fucking Queensland team. There's probably like two guys that positions that I struggled with, but even Birdo is going to be floating around tight.
He's knocking the door down now. So it'd be tough to pick it, but hopefully you can get a few in there.
Rolling into Origin, potentially missing a fair few players. Do you think your dad will look at? Like the rest period in that and making sure you're primed, or are you like with the perfect season? We're NFL fans too, and going through and looking at Jacko at YKTR has said that yous are going to go undefeated, so he's put the mock on you, so it's definitely not going to happen.
Thanks,
boys.
Thanks for that, Jacko.
I know it's a bit early to be thinking about that, but do you think you'll take that in consideration? Your dad will be taking that in consideration to coming around like the Origin period?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something they can always look into. And you know, I think this year is obviously different to the last year, and you know, it ends up being a really long year, especially if you get a couple of Origin games, and obviously I think there's 25 rounds. So, but you know, I think I kind of touched on it last year. Like, we were at the stage where you wanted to play every week because you know, you're having fun and you're just enjoying playing footy, and you know, you can probably get rest periods through training and that, having a few days off training and whatnot. And but yeah, I don't know. I'd always rather play than.
And you're a young team, like, I think you're the youngest team on paper with you starting 13 or 17, aren't you, bro? So, like, it's like you don't have the wear and tear that some of the other teams would have.
Yeah, no, we're pretty lucky. We've got a young squad. Even young boys, like, our training and stuff. We've got, like, 18, 19-year-olds just doing crazy things, playing cup, and they're killing it, so.
Yeah, is your cup team killing as well, are they?
Yeah, they're going undefeated as well, so.
Getting hell.
Them boys are killing it, so they're kicking down the door of us too. Like, they're pushing for spots themselves, but. So we've got to keep like doing our job because they're putting us on notice.
Yeah, that's the grouse. All right, boys. Well, just like I said, it was only going to be a quick little five when we come and do these things. We always like to. We've got a couple to finish off, a bit of a giggle. Nath, I know you've got a sister too, so this is. It's always good when the boys have got sisters for this. Ty, do you have a sister as well?
Yeah,
grouse. All right, so both got sisters, so you can have maybe a sister for each question. Out of your team, who in the team would you not let date your sister, and why? You've seen enough?
Yeah. That's all I have to say. Living with him for the last couple of years, just can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I would have to go Mato, not because of like anything bad. He just like, he's a dirty human. Like,
well, hygiene,
bro. Yeah. Like, he's always got like warts. Like,
yeah, he looks like that type. Where's he from? Where's Mato from?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, I would not like want my sister to be around that, bro. Like,
yeah.
He's a dirty man.
That's big. That's always quite a common one as well. You don't want Yeah.
He just reeks in that lot.
All right. Is there a player in the team you would let you date your sister and why?
Mine would. It's probably a toss up between Dill Edwards or Scotty Sorensen.
Yeah,
they're probably the two of the nicest guys I've ever met. Scotty Sorensen's
pretty good. He's a snack too.
Yeah, he's undercover, snack. Yeah. He's up there. So it'd probably be a toss up between them two.
When we did the Bloater C team with Kempy, people were going, sleeping on Scotty Sorensen.
I probably didn't realise until he got to the team and you see him in the gym, he's got muscles everywhere. And
I think does he still live out at Cronulla or has he moved close to you? Yeah, seen him on the beach one day and I said, yeah, we did fuck up.
I was pushing for him to get in.
What about you, Ty?
I've got probably like three there. Yoey.
Yeah.
Just because real, real genuine guy.
Yeah, he's a good lad. Yeah. He spent some time in the house with mum and dad when they were doing the Penrith house.
Izzo, like loyal dude.
Yeah.
Mad, and then Mitch Kenny, just because he's like mad to have a beer with, like he'll be like mad bro-in-law and that.
That thing that he did at the start of the year after the trials is fucking a proper giggle.
Like, just mad personality, like down to earth guy, and you can go out with him and have the maddest time and that. So I'll probably toss up between them three.
Some good lads in your team. Generally, the boys are struggling to find someone to date their sister. These boys are tossing about three or four each.
You see some of the other people in Penrith and you're like, I'd probably rather my sister.
There's not much getting around.
West Sydney, baby. I know all about that. Me and Ty were talking about growing up close to each other out west and got mad love for everyone out west, but...
You just told us you were repping the Cronulla. So, I don't know, you chop and change me.
All right, boys. And then there was one good little question in at the end. He's very grateful too. His name is Flynn_Fisher30. And he asked, all right, so out of the YKTR boys in their prime, who would you insert into the Panthers team right now? So, hey, it doesn't have to be me, boys, but I'll give you the five options. There's me, Normie, Ice, Chico, who's both ex-Panthers, and I know like it didn't work out with Ice, so we'll take that in consideration. And let's chuck Simi in for a giggle as well, because Simi's career is two games in the last 2 years, one broken leg. So who would you have, boys? Oh, you go first, Nath.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one, eh?
It is a tough one, yeah.
I'd probably bring in Chico, I reckon.
Yeah.
In his prime, he was a beast.
You know? He did his best work at Penrith.
Yeah,
though.
Just his injection off the bench and stuff, a lot of energy. Can throw hands as well.
The shoulder barge of doom too.
Finally out of nowhere.
Did him and Uppy play together too in the Penrith days back in the day? Like they had a good little rotation. So they would work well together.
Yeah, so I'd probably go Chico.
Team A?
It's a tough one. I was going to say you, but I don't want to be a blow ass. Just because, like, position wise, all the other positions are kind of.
You're right, bro.
Like,
you're right. You sorted it in the halves.
Maybe a big forward that can cover.
Yeah, multiple positions. I played a bit of centres in my day.
Yeah, back row. Like, yeah,
versatile. Like,
good for
you can pick me if you want. If you want to, it sounds like you're going to go me.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, cheers, bro.
Old man's a gun, so.
Yeah, gun.
Off the field's important.
Yeah, it is, bro. Yeah. I love getting.
Team Kevin.
I always consider myself a locker room guy. You got a young team there. I could always relate to the young guys and the older guys. So I think I'd pick me too. But good luck for the rest of the year, boys. You're killing it. Origin coming up, bro. Contract end of the year too. Hope you secure that bag, boys, and keep getting the dubs, eh? For Western Sydney.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Boys.